So, final question. You mentioned something I was going to actually ask you about before, which is the issue of checkpoint inhibitors and non-MSI-high colorectal cancer. Anything new and exciting there?
Well, so no, I really thought by now we'd have the results of the atezolizumab cobimetinib randomized study that has not matured yet. The data is not available yet. Don't know what that means. I would suspect it may mean that there was no benefit to the experimental arm, but I don't know that. That was the lead strategy that was in place. Otherwise, I think we really haven't figured out how to make patients who are MSS look, make the immune system think, or make checkpoint inhibitors think they're MSI. So that's a lot of work to do. That's where we have to make progress because, right, I mean, the checkpoint inhibitors are great, but that's for 3 or 4 or 5% of patients with colon cancer, and we've got to do a lot better than that.
I was really surprised and interested to see that combination of a checkpoint inhibitor with a MEK inhibitor. I mean, it looked, I guess, in a single-arm study, maybe it was going to be useful.
That was one of those studies that was in the eye of the beholder. I mean, I did not think it looked very promising. I didn't take care of any patients on the study, though. People who had patients on the study really thought they worked. I confess that we've had a couple of people who elected to opt for that combination off study, and they've not done well. My N of two have not done well.
What's the thinking there? I was really surprised to see that combination.
Yeah, so, you know, I think there's a certain part of the thinking is, of course, is the whack-a-mole idea that if you can block different pathways, you can turn off the sort of cycling and turn off the feedback loop. I think that as we get into these combination cycle inhibitors, I think a little bit of we're kidding ourselves to some extent because it's as if the cartoons we draw about the orderly pathway, the nodes from RAF to RAS, you know, in the downstream events, as if that's sort of really etched in stone. So I do think that probably different combination biologics will impact some patients, but I really am not all that positive about that or a lot of these other ideas. I think what we see even in the BRAF, where we know we have an inhibitor, the BRAF, it has some effect in some patients and it's not durable. So it's way more complicated than it would need to be for these simple combinations to work.